Hello, welcome. We're going to discuss financial planning. So how managers use financial statements. A vital step in financial planning is to forecast financial statements, which are called projected financial statements or pro forma statements. Managers use projected financial statements in four ways. One, by looking at projected statements, they can assess whether the firm's anticipated performance is in line with the firm's own general targets and investors' expectations. Two, pro forma statements can be used to estimate the effect of proposed operating changes, enabling managers to conduct what-if analysis. So what-if analysis is exactly what it says. What if this happens? How are we going to react? And what financial tools do we have to make sure that we can mitigate whatever what-if problems arise? Managers use pro forma statements to anticipate the firm's future financing needs. So if we need an infusion of capital, what is our mix like? Do we need more debt or do we need to issue more equity? Managers forecast free cash flows under different operating plans, forecast their capital requirements, and then choose the plan that maximizes shareholder value. Remember, that is the job of a financial manager in any corporation or any business, to maximize shareholder value. An operating plan provides detailed implementation guidance for a firm's operations, including the firm's choice of market segments, product lines, sales and marketing strategies, production processes, and logistics. An operating plan can be developed for any time horizon. But most companies use a 5-year horizon, with the plan being quite detailed for the first year, but less and less specific for each succeeding year. The plan explains who is responsible for each particular function and when specific tasks are to be accomplished. An important part of the operating plan is the forecast of sales, production costs, inventories, and other operating items. In fact, this part of the operating plan actually is a forecast for the company's expected free cash flow. Free cash flow is a primary source of a company's value. Using what-if analysis, managers can analyze different operating plans to estimate their impact on value. In addition, managers can apply sensitivity analysis, scenario analysis, and simulation to estimate the risk of different operating plans, which is an important part of risk management. So how do we continue to grow operating assets? A company's operating assets can grow only by the purchase of additional assets. Therefore, a growing company must continually obtain cash to purchase new assets. Some of this cash might be generated internally by its operations, but some might have to come externally from shareholders or debt holders. This is the essence of financial planning, forecasting the additional sources of financing required to fund the operating plan. Connection between financial planning and free cash flow. There's a strong connection between financial planning and free cash flow. A company's operations generate the free cash flow, but the financial plan determines how the free cash flow will be used. Free cash flow can be used in 5 ways. One, pay dividends, pay out the stock dividend, pay out your shareholders, right? Repurchase stock. So if we think we have positive growth prospects, we want to repurchase our stock. That way we can move the stock price up and we can pay back shareholders through stock repurchase. Pay the net after-tax interest on debt. So with free cash flow, we can pay down our debt after tax. Also repay the entire debt, so we can pay down the interest, we can pay down the debt, right, with free cash flow. That should usually be the number one thing that we do, is pay down the debt. We need to pay down the debt first, clear that out so there's no liability on our assets. So we don't have any risk for default, and therefore we can maintain our credit worthiness. Purchase financial assets such as marketable securities. Marketable securities, stocks, corporate debt issuances. Those are marketable securities. We can go out into the market and purchase. That way we can continue to make investments in our operations. a company's financial plan must use free cash flow differently if free cash flow is negative than if free cash flow is positive. Obviously, if free cash flow is negative, we need to find a way to make cash flow positive. So that is the part of financial planning. We need to review and conduct analysis on how our company is performing, and if it's generating free cash flow, so that we can continue to plan positively in the future. If free cash flow is positive, the financial plan must identify how much free cash flow to allocate among its investors. Investors would be shareholders or debt holders. And how much to put aside for future needs by purchasing marketable securities. So if we purchase marketable securities, we're going to get a return, generate a return on those securities. Therefore, we can use that cash flow, add it to our free cash flow, and then reinvest that free cash flow into our operations. If free cash flow is negative, either because the company is growing rapidly, which requires large investments in operating capital, or because the company has low net operating profit after tax, then the total uses of free cash flow must also be negative. So if we're in the beginning growth stage, startup stage with our company, obviously there's going to be high investment, so we're going to have negative cash flows in the beginning. Hopefully through our operations running smoothly, efficiently, and effectively, we can turn that negative free cash flow into positive free cash flow, pay down debt, pay out shareholders, and grow our business. For example, instead of repurchasing stock, the company might have to issue stock if we have negative cash flow. So if we have negative cash flow, obviously we want to have positive cash flow so we can issue stock. Once people buy that stock, we get that money, and then we can apply that however we wish to our business, creating free cash flow. So a company, instead of repaying debt, the company might have to issue some corporate debt to fund operations and generate cash flow. Components of a financial plan. The financial plan must incorporate 1, the need of the company's dividend policy, which determines the targeted size and method of cash distribution to shareholders. So we need to know how much we are going to distribute to shareholders, right? And usually our dividend payment is based on the amount of risk that you take by investing in our company. So if we have a high dividend percentage, right, we have a high dividend yield, then we will be telling the market, hey, we're somewhat highly risked, right? So if we're up 7, 8, 9% in our debt yield, we're probably going to signal to the market that we're kind of risky, right, because it's a high debt yield. You want debt yields, investment debt yields, I think, probably around 3.5% is good. It's a good return on your capital, and it's showing that the company is being a little aggressive with their debt yield, which is fine, but we are not to the point where we're experiencing extreme risk with the company. The capital structure, which determines the targeted mix of debt and equity used to finance the firm, which in turn determines the relative mix of distributions to shareholders and payments to debt holders. Notice you have to pay the debt holders first and then pay out the common shares dividend yields.